It is time for us to check sports this morning. Good morning. It is 6:42, and in sports, the end has come. South Carolina just absolutely took UConn women to the woodshed to win their second NCAA women's championship. The final score of that game was 64-49, but the way they came out, South Carolina came out, and they were just hot in the first half. It was unbelievable. They out-rebounded UConn 21-6. On the offensive side, and overall 49-24. So Gino had been 11-0 when his Huskies had made it to the national title game. Not this year, though. It's just the way it is. But, you know, it's great when you consider your season, a non-successful season, when you still go to the national championship game for the 14th time. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Well, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. More talk about Tiger Woods in Augusta. He's going to make a last-minute decision on whether or not he's going to tee it up on Thursday. I think everybody's hoping that he does. We don't know how he'll do. But if he does, I think it would be amazing if he even made the cut. Guy hasn't played competitive golf since 2020. And, of course, a year and a half ago, he had that unbelievable car accident. He's had three surgeries on his legs since then. So it would be nice to see him back in the game. But if for some reason he can't, I'll understand it. All right, in college basketball, the Auburn center, Walker Kessler, has declared for the 2022 NBA draft. Carlos Beltran makes a pretty good questioning point here. Why Astros management did not stop the 2017 sign-stealing scheme. I mean, they were fined heavily, so they got paid, you know, they got fined for it. Every team steals signs. Mike Kosky said it a while ago. Every team steals those signs. So it's not just them, okay? The NCAA Final Four title game coming up. That should be a lot of fun. What else? Anything else major that I'll talk about? Not really. We could talk NFL news, but we're kind of tired of talking about the NFL already. Let's take a look at NBA scores from yesterday. The Celtics over the Wizards, 144-102. The Knicks beat the Magic, 118-88. That's the only local action yesterday. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Rockets at 7:30. Now taking a look at the standings, the top eight teams make the playoffs. The Celtics are in second position. They really have had a great season. The Nets are in 10th position. The Knicks are in 11th position. To make it to the 8th position, the Knicks are 6.5 games out. So it doesn't look too good. Doesn't even look great for the Nets. All right, so now I guess we should go on to the National Hockey League. Take a look at the scores, if any local teams played yesterday. And we'll scan. The Islanders beat the Devils 4-3. The Flyers beat the Rangers in overtime 4-3 yesterday. Today, the Bruins take on the Blue Jackets. Tomorrow, The Rangers take on the Devils, and the Bruins take on the Red Wings, and the Islanders take on the Stars. Standings in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins still locked in fourth place, a solid lock with 91 points. In the Metropolitan Division, the Hurricanes are back in first place with 98 points, the Rangers in second place with 94 points. The Islanders have 73 points, and the Devils have 54 points. And that is it. That is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.